Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
Hey, people, how are you? We are getting it together. Sujata's still a little sick.
Yeah.
I think you recovered
and now I know.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah. We just give it to each other. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. At least it's not the flu.
I was hoping it's not the flu. I've been taking that Elysium thing like nonstop. And like, I don't know if you guys know, but that star anise. So I've been just boiling those. I've been boiling the star anise, the spice, and drinking like 2 times a day.
Does that help?
Yes. Oh. It's the same thing that's in Tamiflu.
Okay.
So I've been boiling that and just, it tastes like licorice and water. So I've been boiling that every day.
Licorice is terrible.
And like, I feel like it's getting better.
Well, that's good. Soon enough, we'll be fully recovered.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff this weekend. Actually, this weekend is a big freeze. I never take it seriously. Because, I don't know, having spent some time in Chicago, I just think everyone makes a big hoopla of the weather. Even though it does look bad.
Yeah.
I just feel like people don't know how to act or function. And when it starts, yeah. And like in Chicago, it's like, hey, get your ass to work. Oh, I do.
It's like, in a way, it's like, it's another day to just be lazy and not do anything.
Yeah.
Which my kids are looking forward to it, but I'm like, it's going to be on the weekend, kids. You don't get to skip any. And I know you're...
Yes. The other thing is, I mean, that's not terrible. What would be terrible if we lose power?
Yes. Well, you can come to our house. I think you always lose.
You're on a different grid. You're on a different grid than we are.
How did we find that out?
Because you had power when I didn't.
Okay.
Remember I dropped off some clothes at your house? Yeah. Yes. So that's where we will be.
Yes. Y'all come over to our house. We made the fire. Yeah.
Gosh. Well, we have some stuff stocked up. We'll bring some things.
I'm going to go get some more today.
We have the more important things stocked up. Like we have wine. We have a lot of liquor. We have alcohol. So that never goes bad. Anyway, last time we talked about friend groups and how at our age now that we are in a spot where we can be more selective and building true friendships as far as maybe letting go of some of old friendships that we've had that maybe are not as meaningful to us.
Right. I think for us adults,
or just in general, like in someone's life, like it's okay to no longer be friends or just kind of drift apart. You know what I mean?
And I don't think it has to be like we're not friends anymore. I think it can just be a mutual understanding without it being spoken. Because I don't think it's like best friends. I think best friends is different, right? If you're gonna back out. But like if you're like, I don't know, like cordial friends and you're like, I don't want to hang out so much and you can just back away. And I think there's an understanding with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think my conversation, and I think this is what I wanted to talk about, is I think kids, they will now, I have a high schooler and you have a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. I think it changes because I think elementary school parents can be hands-on when it comes to their kids and their friends, right? You're helping them guide them and navigate through any kind of problems.
I know where this is going to go. I like it.
Any problems, any, conflict or whatnot, you just kind of like guide them to see how they should handle situations. But now that Donovan is in middle school and Rhea's in high school, friendships change. Mm-hmm. Your interests change, you're figuring yourself out a little bit, and it may not be in line with your friend that you've been friends with since elementary school. And that's okay. That was my whole point in talking about this, right? Like, how do you as a parent handle that? There are some things that I have, you know, told my kids that you have to know which friends and which friendship that you, what's the right word?
Want to nurture?
Nurture, yeah. Like, which friendship? Mm-hmm. Regardless of the differences, do they matter a lot? Like I think in seventh grade, what my experience as having a daughter is like, you know, they want to know all the girls' stuff. They want to know what's going on. They don't, they're like missing, they have FOMO. They want to be a part of everything. they meet so many girlfriends and like girls are full of drama sometimes. But
yeah, I remember you telling me.
Yes, full of drama. And like, there's a lot of, anyhow, my whole point on that one is like, I think through those experiences, I think it was good that I was a little bit hands off, that I would kind of guide Rhea sometimes, mm-hmm. but kind of like let her think about what's happening and what she thinks about it, not just me telling her all the time what to do, right? Yeah. And that has helped her kind of figure out what friendship means to her and what kind of friends she wants to continue having. It has been pretty intense.
I bet.
But it's been a very good life lesson. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's important. I didn't necessarily have that, but I had a good intuition.
Yeah.
And I think Rhea does too, but I'm just getting her to tap into her her intuition. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you how guys handle it.
Well, I think going back to the shift in elementary school versus middle school versus high school, in elementary, especially if you go somewhere within your neighborhood, it's very easy just to keep and maintain those friends throughout the whole journey, throughout all the grades. Then when you get to middle school, you meet a lot more people, different people. That's when you start getting to like the school sports and stuff. You start making new friends with people who you are on the same teams with, maybe organizations, and maybe you don't get to see your old friends as much. I don't think that they become enemies, but they just are not as present in your life. Not for any reason. I just, you know, same interests, right? Mm-hmm. And then in high school, it's a completely different ballgame because I think you have definitely a right to choose. You start driving, you start really making your own decisions. But that's when I think things really go down, like real drama. You know, there's nothing really to fight about in elementary. Middle school is all cattiness and boys, right?
Yeah.
In high school, it starts getting into stuff like, I mean, maybe I'm jumping the gun here, right? But like boyfriends, making bad choices, maybe like smoking weed. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you're going to be tested way more than anything, and you're going to find out who has your back and who doesn't. So I think all of these life events, and as you get older, you start being able to learn, okay, can I trust this person? Does this person have my back? Like, are they going to be there when I need them? Are they just as good as friend as you? And I think what I tell my kids is, because also you don't want to get involved, right? The older they become, the less hands off. Because I don't know about you, but I know in middle school, sometimes you would talk to the mom, especially if you were really close and they had some issues, you would kind of call the mom like, hey, you know, I don't know, David is kind of saying some things to Donovan. Donovan got hurt. And I think that that's okay.
Yes, I do. Yes.
But then as you get older, you can't do that stuff.
I think it is important to be a little bit like involved in your kid's life.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're still learning. I mean, like I said,
but yes, but not calling their parents anymore. I think you kind of let them try to handle things on their own.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work out, then talking to the parent. It depends on the severity of the issue.
For sure. And I guess how close you are to the parents.
And I think at the same time, like, the severity of the issue, like what they went out and did. Yeah,
very true.
I have had conversations, and I've had other parents have those conversations when things were severe and that was impacting everybody. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important. I think it's just navigating to see what issues are important to discuss with the parent and which were not. I do have some parents that will, for every little thing that there's an issue, they will go to.
Okay, we are back. We had some technical difficulties, aka our internet went out. My internet went out. So we're going to pick up what we left off. And I think we were talking about how different moms are, you're surprised of their actions and their attitudes.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about, do you handle and when to get yourself involved with your kids' conflicts or their wins and losses? I feel like some parents also vicariously live through their kids, right? Yeah. They wish that they had done or their outcome to be different, they're wanting their kids to fulfill that.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they're like harder on their kids.
They're so hard on their kids. I remember one mom, super upset. A daughter is going in her freshman year to high school and she didn't make varsity volleyball. And her mom and dad are super upset about that. And I'm like,
that's so
sad.
Why
do you put that kind of pressure on your kids? Like, I wish it was just like, oh, good job. But it's just, it's personal sometimes.
Yeah. I think not only is it really upsetting that whoever's child is getting that from their parents, that kind of feedback, mm-hmm. knowing how hard it is to go to school now, given social media and stuff that we didn't grow up with, uh-huh. you know, it just doesn't stop at school, right? Or like, oh, you don't pick up the phone. That's not how it works now. Everyone has social media and people can be so catty. There's also like pictures that can go around. We didn't have that.
Right.
I don't think it's any easier. I think it's harder.
Yeah.
Everyone has access to it. Once it's out there, you can't take it back.
You can undo that. Yeah.
You can delete it, but people have already seen it. Yeah. So like those kids getting that kind of feedback from their parents and then just like how hard it is to just survive. Mm-hmm. Thrive with like friendships and arguments and cattiness and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because of what you said, they're trying to get them to do their best or live vicariously. I'm always like, what kid is not going to try their best? What kid is not playing a game that they're not like purposely missing shots or not purposely right. doing these things?
I just don't think sometimes the kids are at the level that where their parents want them to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and yelling at them isn't going to make a difference in how they're not. Playing.
It's not, but I don't think that they understand that because mm-hmm. they want it so bad that they can't see how it's affecting the child, right? That
yeah.
their kid is being affected in a different way. I think the parents are like, I want you to do good. I want, because I didn't get it, I want you to succeed. Mm-hmm. But I think the way they're coming out about it, it's that pressure is just a little too much.
Now, let me ask you the other question. So, mm-hmm. I know that parents care about playtime and all that stuff. Do you think at that point that it should be the child talking to the coach about those type of issues or things going on that they're not happy with, or the parents get involved with a coach?
I think it depends on if my child is happy with their playtime and let's just say it's not as much as everybody else. I'm okay with it mm-hmm. because why put that pressure on my child when my child is okay with it? As long as she's happy where she's at. Now, if she's not happy, I think that she needs to go to the coach and talk to them and advocate for herself, as in not about can I have more playtime or can mm-hmm. I get more playtime? It's what can I do
right.
to earn that playtime?
Right. Because there was a reason, right? There's a reason why people get more playtime than others. You said something so amazing, and parents do a disservice to their kids if they step into their own issues, is that they're not being able to learn how to advocate for themselves.
Absolutely.
Which is like a huge key, which I think kids are losing because parents are so involved and want to mm-hmm. overstep and take on their battles. But your kid needs those skills for like life in general.
Life in general. And guess what? Once you go into high school, the kids have to do it on their own. I'm not going to be messaging the kids' teachers, and it's a life lesson. They need to learn and let them learn and fail. I feel like in middle school, in high school, and in the future, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let them fail a little bit. They've got to figure it out on their own because mom and dad can't be there for them for every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
I will be there to support my kid. But then there's some parents that will sweet talk their way with the coaches and they do other things for the school and they get a lot more playtime. That's just the whole politics about it. But that's just how life is at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I can't fight against that, mm-hmm. right?
You're always going to have people who throw money. You're always going to have people who mm-hmm. like know people of know people to get stuff done. So mm-hmm. I think dealing with that, okay, it is what it is. What you do what you can control.
Yes.
If it's like getting better or just speaking up for yourself. In elementary, I think people are expected to be super involved, mm-hmm. go there all the time, you know, all the teachers, mm-hmm. the open house, all these things. When you get to middle school, it's almost like a shock how yeah. much you don't know. I don't know. I mean, we went there to get introduced to his teachers. But if you ask me now, I can't remember a single one. I don't know any of the staff in the office. Uh-huh. I feel so lost. Yep. If I had to go there to do something, I feel really, really disconnected. But I think it's healthy because it gives Donovan a chance to have to do everything himself. Mm-hmm. In high school, to be having them preparing themselves in middle school for that transition, because I could only imagine there is no way you're stepping or having to talk to teachers at high school.
I mean, I am so not involved in high school. I cannot even tell you. I do the bare minimum.
Yeah. But also to the point where you don't even know what's going on.
I do not know.
school events. You have no idea.
No, I don't.
So that's
I know when I need to be there, when it's super important. I hear it from another parent or I hear it from my child for sure.
Yeah.
Where I need to be, but I just, it's kind of nice at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh yeah. That part is kind of nice where you don't need to go there all the time.
Or like check each homework or do any of that. Like that responsibility, I think they'd learn in middle school and in even elementary school really helps later on. But
yeah, Laurel is in pre-K. I got this invitation for one of her friend's birthdays and I responded because I was like, okay, yeah, we can go. And she was telling Donovan and I, because she says, I'm not invited to her party. And I was like, really? That's funny because you are invited and you're going. And she said she doesn't want me to go to her party. Apparently, this girl doesn't talk to her, that she doesn't want Laurel's other friends to talk to Laurel. And so I'm like, well, Laurel, why do you want to go to her party? I mean, maybe it's just too young to learn this, but I was like, why do you want to be friends or go to someone's birthday and give them a gift when they don't want you there, when they're mean to you?
Right, right.
Just walk away and go to someone else. But I always try to let her know, don't worry about people like that and stop trying to be their friend. If they're being mean to you, just there's so many other people who are nice to you.
Right, right.
I don't know, but I'm just like, wow, that's kind of messed up in pre-K.
I think girls are super catty.
They are. And it's okay, you have a girl, so it's my first time. Because Donovan, yes. Donovan, boys do not get into that stuff. No, they don't care about those things. So when you tell me or when Rhea tells me, I'm like, ooh, thank goodness I don't have a girl. But I can tell you I'm going to get it when she goes. You know, Breslin doesn't have that stuff, right? And where she goes, they all love each other, which is super great. But I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get it with
Laurel. She's going to have the amount of trauma for two kids. So she's gonna have lots, but there's a lot of emotions involved, right?
Yes.
So you feel for your daughter or your kid. I remember when Rhea went into middle school and there was something, and the mom and me, I'm like, I want to go say something to that little girl, or I want to say something to that mom. But I really want, I'm like, but I had to just hold myself back. I'm like, Rhea shouldn't say anything like that. But I, it came out of me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to give her,
Well, you could bitch to Bob about how much you want to, kick her ass and all that stuff.
I do. I don't say anything to Rhea.
I know.
But I'm just like, if it's happening to me, imagine what's happening to her. She handled it pretty well. A lot better than the way I was going to handle it.
Well, they're also going through a lot of emotional changes, right? They're starting their periods. There's, boys and hormones and stuff. I feel like in seventh grade, as what Donovan tells me, that the girls are the ones chasing the boys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's guys don't have to try that hard, which is kind of sad.
It's crazy. I mean, do you think hormones for women, girls kick in sooner and guys are just clueless?
Maybe that may be the case, because I'm trying to think in high school.
Oh, high school? No, 1,000%. I was boy crazy already. In middle school, I had
boyfriends.
But
I will tell you from what I'm hearing on my end, all the girls, I feel like the girls go after the boys still.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're raising some very, very confident women then.
They're just
I actually really like that.
I do. But at some point, I feel like the guys need to try a little bit too, because I had this conversation with Rhea also. You want them to make some sort of initiative.
Yeah.
Yes, the girls get what they want, but also the guys kind of just they're already personalities to just, okay, I'm chill.
Yeah.
I'm stereotyping a lot though. So just, generalizing a lot, but it's true. I feel like the girls are talking about how they want the guys to take some sort of initiative.
Yeah.
Why do I always have to do it too? So
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like a guy to work hard for me.
Yeah. I want them to come. Actually, I would want them to come after me. And I get to choose.
Right. You want to choose who you want to date. But then once you choose that person, you want that person to work.
Because us girls are okay with it. Just like we're cool without a.
Yeah.
With each other.
Again, it's different between boys and girls. Mm-hmm, but just like I tell Donovan, the other part to all of this is how involved should they get in friends, like arguments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what
so
I mean?
What
like having
each
other. Well, I tell him, like, I don't care what the school policy is. Mm-hmm. If he has a friend who is getting bullied or like visibly getting attacked, whether it's verbally, physically, like I want Donovan to be able to have that person's back. I don't care if he gets in trouble for like fighting or getting into an altercation, but I want him to protect his friends.
So if they're in a physical fight, you want him to like,
oh yeah, I want him to help.
Really?
Him. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've had that conversation with Rhea.
Well, there were some incidents in elementary school and I told the principal that was our message to Donovan. So while you do whatever you need to do at school to discipline him, according to whatever regulations you guys have, we're going to take him out for ice cream because he stuck up for his friend. And loyalty, that's really important to us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice to hear. Okay.
Yeah. But like tattletelling, no go for me. Like, you know, I tell him like, don't tattletale unless it is going to affect you in some kind of way. Like you're mm-hmm. going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Just keep on, just mind your business uh-huh. because you don't want to be the person who ended up, they find out that you're the one who told something. It, like mind your business. Who cares? It's tough enough. Like it doesn't matter to you.
Right.
Right. So right. mind yourself and go along. Now, if something happens and it's going to affect him. Okay. But other than that, like you're not going to get a prize. For getting something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's always just like better, safer, right? Than mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I hope you didn't find out he told. Like,
right.
why would
Absolutely.
You do that?
Yeah. I agree with that. Don't worry about it. If it doesn't affect you, just move on.
Yeah. And I mean, that's how we function now in its adulthood, right?
Absolutely.
Like, who cares what someone else is doing? Who cares how people raise their kids? Who cares? Whatever. Like, if it doesn't affect me personally,
yeah.
I don't give two shits.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's healthy to navigate life that way because otherwise you're just like involved in other people's business all the time mm-hmm. and that's exhausting and you're worrying
too much
about
time on your
yourself
hands.
And
yeah.
your family is already so much time consuming enough mm-hmm. that if it doesn't bother me, I really don't care if their kid stays up and plays video games at 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
That's not my
not
child
me one day.
Exactly. Something to teach our kids is don't have expectations for friends. Oh, if you were going to do that, to expect them to do that, you're just going to lead to disappointment sometimes.
Right.
Like you do understand what I'm
yes, don't
saying
have the expectation.
About that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you be yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't expect what you do. You know, don't expect any outcome. Like don't
exactly.
have any expectations.
Exactly.
Gosh, I cannot speak today.
I know. Well, this is our second go at this and the storm's coming and it's a little late and we're prepared. We got everything ready. I did hear that instead of a winter weather watch, it has now turned into a warning.
Oh.
So I don't know, man. It might be legit. I lived in Chicago and even no matter what the weather was, you still had to go to work.
I'm going to go back
so
to
it
a
doesn't
watch
matter.
And a warning. What's the difference between a watch
I
and a
think
warning?
A watch is like, hey, watch it. Now it's like, hey, you've officially been warned that this is going to happen.
Oh, so we're like the next step.
Yeah.
I think we already knew this was going to happen. Arian's looking at my thing. Okay. How many inches of snow? What's the percentage? I go, how do you even know how to do all that? Like he goes through my weather forecast. I go, I didn't even know I can go into so much detail. But he's like, two to 3 inches of snow. I'm like,
he
has a plan. All the friends are going to come over. I forget what day. And then they're going to be at our house and I'm making hot chocolate
Absolutely.
For everybody.
Girl, you are too nice. You are way too nice.
I'm going to start boiling that milk and like making hot chocolate.
Oh my God. No, girl.
Y'all come over. Y'all slip
in. I'm not going over for hot chocolate. If you have like some alcohol, I'm there. But
we'll do some alcohol with some hot chocolate. Bob went to Trader Joe's yesterday. He goes, it was all wiped out.
Oh, wow.
There was no fruits, bread, meat, nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. People get crazy, especially in the South when it comes to like winter weather actually coming. They bulk buy everything and I just don't understand. We'll see what happens.
We have each other. We have each other.
Our next podcast, as long as you have like chips, water, liquor, alcohol, we're good.
Wine.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Wine.
Exactly. Check, check. Anyways, well, let us know your thoughts and how involved and at what age should you start backing away from your kids' arguments or things like that, whether it's with a teacher, a coach, another friend.
Yeah.
And then send us any questions you have, any topic suggestions.
Absolutely.
Any feedback. We'd love to hear from you. You can DM us at our Instagram at AuthenticallyMoms or email us at AuthenticallyMoms@gmail.com. And until then, you do you, boo.
All right.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.